it cleared by quite a bit, didn't it?
Too often. I don't know, a little bit. Enough.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
That's all it had, what it needed, that's for sure. Oh, man, that was crazy.
Yeah.
They put Beckham back there.
I know. You ready? Yeah, it's a bummer. We'll talk about it here. All right, here we go. 5, 4, 3. Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with special teams coordinator Dave Phipp. Our interview brought to you by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson. And, Coach, let's first go back to Sunday and the kick heard around the NFL. Your position at the time, your thought process, everything that you had to do with that kick.
Yeah, so kind of how that works is obviously our offense had the ball, and you know, I talked to Coach before that offensive play and just said, hey, if we can get the ball right around the 40-yard line, I think we got a shot. I knew that Jake hit a 57-yarder in the pregame going that way, and he hit it well. And then, like Coach said, after the game, he had those two kickoffs at the end of the game going that same direction, and the ball carried fairly well. So I knew we'd have a chance. I mean, at the end of the day in that situation, you're saying, what are our odds on that long kick, and what are our odds on a Hail Mary pass? And I figured they were better on the kick than the Hail Mary. So anyway, the ball went down. It went down. I thought originally it went down to 42, which would have made it a 60-yard kick. It went down to 43, and now it's 61. So when I saw him mark it off, I saw 61. I thought, shoot, that's a yard further than I thought. I think we still would have done the same thing. But and then they took the timeout. They put Beckham back there. So now, you know, obviously you had to protect it, and you also had to cover it down the field just in case it didn't go far enough. I thought he would have the leg to get it far enough where it would be an unreturnable ball. But you never know. And then you also worry about any long kick like that, the trajectory coming out. If it comes out too low and the field goal block team gets their hands up, now you got a bad situation too. So a lot of things going on. I contemplated grabbing Jake and talking to him real quick, and then I said, no, at the end of the day, we train all this stuff. We work our tails off during the week. We go through all the situations every Saturday morning. We talk about protecting and covering. And at some point, you just got to trust, you know, that your process and what you guys, the work you put in, and know that, hey, it's time for these guys to go out there and play. And obviously, for Jake's sake and the whole team, I mean, to see those guys celebrate and have fun like that, it's impressive. But all those guys deserve that. They put so much time and energy into all that stuff. And there's a lot of situations like that where we spend a lot of time on, and a bunch of them never come up. And then to have it come up in a game where it obviously was a big point in the game was exciting for everybody.
You've dealt with kickers for a long time. What does this kind of kick potentially do for the psychology, the confidence of Jake?
Yeah, no, I'd say it's outstanding for him. I'm glad that happened for him. He deserves that. He's a great young man. He's working really hard. He's done a great job for us. He's missed a couple of kicks. He missed a 30-yarder in the opener. He missed a 52-yarder there. I think every young kicker in this league is going to have their ups and downs. One of the keys for all those guys is that they make the big kicks when you need them or have to have them. So that was positive for him. But I think at the end of the day, it'll give him a bunch of confidence. I think it gives his teammates confidence, people around the building or outside the building confidence in him, which I think goes a real long way.
And then does it change the way you think about distance for Jake now that you've seen he can kick a 61-yard field goal?
I would say not entirely. I mean, you know that in a game-winning situation, obviously he's got the distance to hit it back there, but I don't think that means just because the ball's on the 40-yard line in the first quarter when it's 7-7 that you're thinking, you know, he's got the range, let's try to hit this kick. There's still lower percentage kicks. I think you still have to be smart with field position and whatnot. But
I just love always talking to you, and it's a reminder almost every single week with this football team, the impact of special teams. And I know that's what you preach to the guys all the time, but just on the first punt of the game, we saw a chance that the ball could have been down at the 3-inch yard line. Yeah. I mean, it really makes a huge difference. This has to reinforce your message every week.
Yeah, it does. I've been fortunate here. We've got a bunch of really good players who played really well. They take a lot of pride in what they do. It's fun to be around the group. I've been fortunate. The organization really prides itself on it. And that's, truth be told, starting all the way at the top with Mr. Lurie. I mean, he loves special teams play, and I would say he knows it better than any owner in the National Football League. So it's been fun to be around that. It's been fun to give him some positive plays that way. But I can't say enough for the players. These guys are unbelievable. I'm fortunate to work for them.
Dave, we've also had the pleasure since 2014 to have Darren Sproles in the building, you know, Monday through Saturday, and then we all get to watch his magic on Sundays. Now he's out for the season with the injury. First, just as a coach to a player and a man-to-man, the loss of Darren and the impact that's going to have on this team.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the biggest thing is for the individual. I mean, Darren is such a great person, great player, but obviously, you know, it kills you for him. He's such a competitor. He loves being out there. He loves practice. He loves the whole process. So for that to be taken away from him on something like that is obviously a killer. You know, as a football team, we'll regroup. We'll find somebody to go back there. I'm not sure exactly what that plan will be yet, but as the course of this week progresses, we'll narrow it down there. And whoever that will be will go in and do a good job. It's not about any one guy. We always say that. It's about how 11 guys play together. So we'll have a good competitive player back there. I don't think anyone will be like Darren. I mean, he's just a special, special player in person. But your heart breaks for him. He's just a great kid, and this game means the world to him, and being able to play it means a lot to him, and you can see that in how he plays the game. So obviously you're hurt for him, but like I said to him, turn bad into good, and everything happens for a reason. You never know exactly what the reason is at the time, but something good will come of it.
Do you ever pause, have you paused and said, boy, I am just really fortunate to be coaching Darren's roles?
Yeah, I was actually, to be honest with you, say that all the time in our meetings, just like, hey, fellas, take advantage of this, because, you know, it's not often that you got a chance to play for a guy like that back there deep or block for a guy like him. So I would say that I tried not to take it for granted. I'm sure there's still points in there where we have, but we knew what we had back there, and we tried to make sure everybody was on the same page with that.
You're getting contributions up and down the roster, but I would like to close here with one player who's really caught my eye. Corey Clement comes in, undrafted. He goes right down on the first kickoff of the season and makes the play, and it seems like everything you've handed him, up back on Sunday against the Giants, that first punt, he's handled it. Kickoff returns excellent. What have you seen in this young guy?
Yeah, he's a great story, and I would say, like, it really showed itself in the preseason. And what usually happens with guys like that is you give an opportunity, and they take advantage of it. And what I tell these guys all the time, they say, well, how can I make it on special teams? What do I have to do? Well, what you have to do is when you get in there, you got to make it impossible for them to take you out. And the only way to do that is to go make a play. And if you just go in there and do your job, it's not good enough at the end of the day. Then you're putting your fate in somebody else's hands. And I would say he's a classic story with that. We put him in on a kickoff early in preseason. He went and did a good job. We put him in on a punt. He did a good job. Everything we've handed him, he's done something with. And then obviously the opening kickoff of the 2017 season at Washington, he runs down there, makes the first play. Obviously a huge play, explosive play. But to me, it's a classic story of what you really have to do to make it in this league, and sometimes that goes unnoticed. It's difficult, and to be a guy like him, undrafted and all that, you have to go in there and make it impossible for him to take you out, and he's done that so far.
He's one of the many reasons why these special teams great again for the Philadelphia Eagles. Dave Phipp, thanks so much for joining us. Dave Phipp in studio, presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson. Thanks for joining us.